the Wham Bam Eastbound Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing bands, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats and yummy treats, and also events that are happening or are not happening around town, and places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show, and I know I sound horrible. I am your host, DJ Mindy, and we are broadcasting from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, the Catsey, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, we're going to do a pre-recorded show today because I feel a little stuffed up. Unsure if it's allergies or the weather change, but the show must go on regardless. It's Asian Heritage Month, and I got two pre-recorded interviews for you. Mike is from Calgary, and his band Emblematics performed a show here in Vancouver last year during their tour. And Artemis, he's an SFU student who performed at the SFU Burnaby campus with his band Love Tenet. And guess what? Here at CJSF 90.1 FM, we usually don't play the top 40s because we love to discover new music, we love upcoming artists, and if you didn't know, we love our listeners. You guys are going to be like my warm cup of soup. Thank you so much for tuning in, and let's start the show. Here's The Immigration by Emblematics.
How many flew by your side? Hello, Mike, and welcome to CJSF 90.1 FM. Please introduce yourself.
Hi, my name is Mike. I play in a band called Emblematics from Calgary.
Tell me about your bandmates.
My bandmates, there's three others. We're a four-piece band. I'm Mike, I play guitar and I sing. There's James, he plays keyboards. There's Will, he plays bass, and Howie is the drummer.
How do you know each other?
So James and I met, we went to University of Alberta, and that's actually where our band started. Will is James's brother, and Howie is actually one of my neighbors.
Oh, no way!
All been connected that way.
And then you're actually on a Cross Canada tour.
That's right, we played Toronto and Ottawa, Montreal a few weeks ago, and we played Calgary, which is our hometown, and we're in Vancouver right now. We'll be in Edmonton in a couple weeks, so yeah, it's been fun.
Amazing. So what did you learn from this experience? Is this your first tour?
This is our first tour outside of Alberta. It's tiring. That's one thing I learned for sure. It's definitely been a lot of fun. We've met a lot of cool people. We've played with a lot of really talented musicians and bands all across the country. And it's just been really fun. But yeah, definitely driving in a van, hours on end, getting to all the shows, it can be exhausting.
Wow, any tips for other touring bands?
Try not to kill each other in the van and have a good time, basically.
Did you get to sightsee a little bit?
Not really. Mm-hmm. It was a pretty tightly packed trip out east. We did see Parliament Hill in Ottawa, so that was cool. Like, we had good weather and stuff.
And how do you know Nina?
Oh, Nina is part of Take Aim, and Take Aim is our PR for this record that we just put out. So it's been really fun working with them, and it's been great.
Tell me about one of your songs.
One of our songs?
Yes.
So we have a new record called Removal Out, mm-hmm. and the lead single is called Separation on the Surface, and that came out in August. So I guess I'll talk about that one. It is kind of a darker song. It was originally supposed to be a dance track, and it kind of evolved into like a hybrid rock dance song. But it's, yeah, good melody and lots of cool elements to the song. And that's a good lead single for us.
So long.
inspired you?
I like Japanese breakfast. I think she's really awesome. I know she's in Korea. She had a book also out called Crying in H Mart, which I've read, so that was awesome. Mitski, I like Mitski. She's a really talented artist and singer. Kids love BTS. I'm not a huge fan of BTS, but my kids love them, so yeah, for sure.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and then being from Calgary, did any country music influence you at all, or do you listen to country?
I do not listen to country. It is definitely a big thing in Calgary. Metal music, punk, country are probably the biggest genres in Calgary, but there's definitely lots of other bands, there's lots of post-punk bands, there's lots of dream pop bands and indie rock bands. So even though Calgary's kind of known for certain genres, there's definitely a whole wide array of music in Calgary. So yeah.
Yes, and you're considered kind of like the indie rock, I think, right?
Yeah, we're an indie rock
band. Yeah, indie rock. Okay, perfect. I have been to Calgary before, and I went to the Palomino.
Yes.
Palomino. I interviewed Bennett Mitchell, Kimaro, Silvering. Is there any other musicians that you could recommend?
From Calgary?
Yes.
There's a band I saw last night called Summer Bruises. They're really good. Sunglaciers is a really popular band in Calgary. They're signed to Mothland out in Montreal. Who else is there? There's Misha and the Spanx. There's Crystal Eyes. There's lots of good bands in Calgary for sure.
All right, explain your name, Emblematics.
There isn't a really good explanation for that one. We're really terrible with names. My wife named our band, and I honestly can't remember. It's been so long since we've had the name. I think we just wanted a name that nobody else had, and we just kind of came up with a random name. That was basically it. There's not really a good story behind it, but there's some sort of printing company in California that has the same name, so we get to be confused with them all the time, which is fun.
Well, welcome to Vancouver, and good luck with your show tonight. Have you been here before?
I've been here for fun,
yes?
But the band has never been here before. This is our first time playing in Vancouver.
Oh, fantastic. Okay, what do you love about Vancouver?
Oh, it's such a beautiful city. You got the beaches and the water. You go skiing if you want. The food is amazing. The sushi, obviously, is great. And we're close to downtown. We're close to Canada Place. It's just a beautiful walk everywhere here. So it's a beautiful city.
Oh, and then you're enjoying your stay here at the Pinnacle?
We really roughed it out east. We stayed in some pretty terrible hotels, so I decided to splurge and stayed in a little nicer place this time. So yeah, it's been all right for sure.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, Mike, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah, baby.
Close the
was Japanese Breakfast, So Sweet. And before that, Perception by Emblematics. During Mike's interview, we played Miski, Love Me More. Next up is another talent from Calgary, two Indian sisters called Cartel Madras. Here's Daywood Ibrahim, and I have to warn you, explicit lyrics are coming your way, like gunfire.
Smoke.
Shout out to DJ Young Vamp.
Smoke.
Yeah.
Smoother than that, slicker than your last, talking so fast. All I gotta do is rap, then they be wrapped around my finger. Why did you bring her? She finna linger backstage after my show, looking for blow. You take it too slow, baby, you know I am the queen, easy as it seems. Oh shit, you're falling for me not so fast. I'm a demon creeping, steeped in the scent of so many weekends. These boys, they be weakened with my words. I'm a deacon, purgatory, preacher, territory, keeper, English teacher, auditory teaser. Cause they want that feature.
Cause they want that feature.
Since we stepped on the scene, they straightening up. They making new teams, they acting so tough. We calling they bluff. I ain't in it for the cream, I be in it for the nut. Asking what's up, put your ass up. I'm in it for butts. Anybody's booty, they him, her. Call me Gucci, cutie, bling, blobber. I'ma call all of my groupies starting on me like, yes, sir. I got the words, you fighting for this relevant. Listen, last night I was hella bent, making moves like the president. And all the babies in my regiment, yeah. So quickly, yeah. Obedient, yeah. Show me that kind of reverence. Fighting bears like Revenant, Leonardo DiCap in your ass, ayy. Like Leonardo DiCap in your ass. Whoa, woof, 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 bitch. Call me a killer cause I'm putting out a hit like woof, 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 bitch. Call me a killer cause I'm putting out a hit like woof, 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 bitch. Call me a killer cause I'm putting out a hit like woof, 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 bitch. Cartel criminal loading up a clip.
Who got the bag? Acting like Dag. Woody Ibrahimic trying to get some money. I fuck with all of my Daisy honeys, but my other goodies in my other gunny. I'm cooking up some dosa. Just a Motown, that's okay. The wave I'm on now. I'm acting like I'm Sosa. I play that shit back in my show and she grown now. Like, ooh, you boys wanna fight in my show. Like, ooh, these hoes acting up on my show. Breaking up some egos, tossing in my scrambled eggs, yeah. On the side with some blow. Then I go back down to 17. Reefers and rum, I'm a rowdy. Trip on my boys, I'm on some molly, yeah. Deck on my girls, I'm on some helmet light. My clicks be so pretty, that bling ring bang.
Call me a killer cause I'm putting out a hit like Alexander Wang. Call me a killer cause I'm putting out a hit like woof, 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 bitch. Call me a killer cause I'm putting out a hit like woof, 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 bitch. Cartel criminal loading up a clip.
Hey, can you hear that? It's my voice pouring through your radio device to you. I'm Ahilan, volunteer at CJSF, and I'm here to recognize you as the most important aspect of the radio we make. That's right, radio is all about you. You, the listener. Thanks to you, CJSF 90.1 FM provides diverse programming to best fit your ears. Happy listening!
Be listening. Yes, we have several messages from our amazing volunteers, so we're just going to pop and drop them whenever we can. And I'm actually feeling better too. Wow, remember how I first sounded in the beginning of the show? Well, you guys bring the magic. You guys are like the twinkly, sparkly stuff for sure. All right, let's get to a more Asian artist after a message from Leslie.
Every time you tune in to CJSF, you make a choice to step outside of the box of what's normal and support an alternative. Alternatives are critical for making change, which we need so, so badly. I'm Leslie, host of Typically Tuesdays, on Mondays at 3 p.m., and I see you contributing to social change in your small and profound ways simply by tuning in to us. Thanks for being on our team.
I had a vision last night. Truth or lies, I can't tell. Those eyes, they deceive so perfectly. Paths that wind and bend, I'm no one to find.
Are all free. CJSF, we are here for you, and we love that you are here for us. All the effort and inspiration of hosts and programmers is in the hopes you'll find something worthy of your time. I'm William, a member of CJSF's board, and I'm super glad you are joining us today and every day. Stay tuned. There's more great radio on its way to you.
Yes, there is. We have an interview with SFU student Artemis Chung coming up. We started that set off with Mei Chung, The Departure, Van Lee Fan, Puppet Strings, and Danny Camacho, Uphill Climb. Danny is part of the Filipino community here in Vancouver, and our hearts go out to the awful tragedy that happened in April. There is a shrine happening at the sub building on campus, so if anyone is welcome to come to grieve, to pray, and you can drop off flowers or write thoughtful messages on the board. As soon as you walk in the main entrance, you'll see it on your right. All right, now let's get to a message from Chrissy, our PR department. Then we have Artemis.
Give me a T. Give me an H. Give me an A. Give me an N. Give me a K. Give me a Y. Give me an O. Give me a U. What does that spell? It spells you are the greatest listener ever. Thank you.
Hello, Artemis, and welcome to CJSF 90.1
Yes,
FM.
Hello.
Please introduce yourself.
So, my name is Artemis. I am doing music and sound at SFU, especially the downtown campus specifically, where a lot of things happen in downtown, yeah.
Awesome.
A little bit closer to the satellite station, I would say. Yeah.
Yeah, perfect. And tell me about your band.
My band. So, Love Tenant is an indie rock band featuring myself on guitar, Oliver Chung on guitar as well, Tegan Charm on bass, although that may change depending on when this is uploaded, and Nico Felix Kulka on the drums. They're not here yet, but they'll be here shortly performing.
Excellent. And do you have some original music?
Oh, yes. We basically only perform originals. Oh, yes.
Amazing. Okay, pick one of your songs and tell me about it.
So, let's do One at a Time. One at a Time is one of my favorites. Okay. One at a Time, it kind of started with just me jamming by myself at home. It's like, I kind of like this. I showed it to my band, they're like, let's try this and that. And then maybe a year later, yes, a year, we formed into a song. Maybe it was a little bit shorter. And then I was thinking, what could this be about? And I was thinking the many different things that it could be, ranging from dinosaurs to fishing to maybe even like having sex or something. And then I decided, oh yes, I think the best one would be anxiety. So I reached out to people who suffer a little bit from it and ask them, hey, what is it like to have anxiety? And after a lot of back and forth, I kind of formed up the lyrics and see if any of that resonates with y'all, yeah?
Smiling slide. Today I
about your instrument that you'll be playing today.
Today, I will be playing guitar. Mm-hmm.
What brand is it?
My brand, the brand that I got is Fender, and to be very, very specific, It is a Fender Mexican Stratocaster Buttercream. It's a pretty old like guitar that I have, so you'll see maybe some scratches and maybe some of the paint has fell off, but I think that vintage look that I'm accidentally creating is what's giving this guitar like the character it maybe needs.
Yes, yes, because you have the indie sound. Perfect.
Oh, yes.
Okay, and we're playing this for Asian Heritage Month. Who are some of the Asian famous people that inspires you?
Well, I'm from Hong Kong, so don't be surprised if many of these, if not all, are from Hong Kong. So first of all is Leslie Cheung Kok Wing. He is the musician, singer that when I was three, I first listened to with the song Very Hot, or in Cantonese, Dai Yi. And I was like, oh, that is exactly what I like. So I put on a wig and I started singing it when I was three. I think my parents still have pictures of me doing that as a child. And then there's Aaron Kwok, Kwok Woo Sing, with his dance moves. I'm not a dancer per se, but I do enjoy the theatrics on stage. And of course, the most legendary musicians of all, Beyond, the band that, you know, made Canto Rock or Canto Pop as famous as it is, and Sam Hui, Hui Kun Gi, the godfather of Canto Pop. And I owe it to all, to those musicians as well that inspired me to be who I am today. And I do want to try to honor them as best as I can when, inevitably, when I try to write any canto pop songs.
Well, thank you, Artemis, for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Wham Bam!
East Van!
Yeah, baby.
For one who's been through a long, you think I'd be sad.
That was Aaron and Arthur by Love Tenet. Thank you to my special guests, Mike from Emblematics and Artemis from Love Tenet, to all the CGSF volunteers who took the time to create and record those little messages, and I saved the best for last. And of course, you, listening right now, we love you. Yes. Thank you, and tune in for the next show, and thanks for checking out the Asian Heritage Month special edition, and we'll catch you all next week. This is DJ Mehdi, signing out. Bye. Thank you.
hello, this is Min Chuong. I'm a volunteer here. Thank you for listening to CJSF. That's it. Thank you.
That Chinese Show is a 2-hour music and spoken word program.
In our first hour, we will be bringing you a wide selection of Chinese instrumentals and pop music, as well as showcasing a Canadian band each week.
During our second hour, we'll invite famous Chinese doctors to discuss about healthcare and experts to share their opinions on important issues in China.
Tune in to That Chinese Show every Saturday from noon to 2 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM.
每周六中午12点到下午2点，欢迎您收听 CJSF 90.1 电台的 That Chinese Show， 家中音乐、中医保健、时事评论。愿 That Chinese Show 伴随您度过难忘时光。